This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Electricity from Capital Power's Western Illinois wind farm should be on the grid by this time next month. Project manager Matt Martin says Capital will sell the energy to Ameren for customers in Macomb. He says the project will end up costing around $240 million. He says that's right on or a little under budget. It's also on schedule.
We had targeted to come online in March of 2020, and we are actually right on schedule to come online in the middle of March. So we are slightly ahead of schedule by a couple weeks.
This winter, it was generally pretty mild. Was that helpful for getting this project completed?
It was. It was incredibly helpful. So generally speaking, lifting large pieces of equipment into the sky when in the wintertime is not an easy task. And so some of the calm winds that we experienced here over the last month and a half have really helped get the project up and running on schedule.
How large of a crew did you have working at the site?
Sure. So we peaked out at about 270 full-time construction workers. That was back towards the fall timeframe. We're gradually winding down our staff right now. We're slightly over 100 people. Once construction is complete, we will employ about 9 full-time employees. Capital Power have a construction manager, and then the majority of the turbines themselves will be operated by General Electric, who's the turbine manufacturer.
The 9 full-time positions, what do those sort of people do?
Sure. So the majority of them are wind turbine technicians or wind turbine techs, and that's one of the fastest-growing jobs here in America with all the wind farms that are being installed. But they effectively do operations and maintenance on turbines on a daily basis, on a rotating basis throughout the wind farm. So, you know, typically speaking, we'll have a technician for every 10 turbines.
You are planning to install a radar system so that the red lights are not necessarily blinking all the time at night. Can you explain that?
Sure. So on a wind farm that Capital Power owns in North Dakota, we've installed a system that you install a radar and it monitors the sky for aircraft. And if there's no aircraft present, the red lights you see at a wind farm typically at night actually turn off. And so we're looking to employ the same system here in McDonough and Warren counties. We've applied to the FAA for approval of that system. And hopefully, if approved, it'll get installed later this year.
Why is that something you want to do?
So, you know, we've made a commitment to not just our landowners, but the folks in the area that, you know, if approved for construction here in McDonough and in Warren County, we would apply to install this. And, you know, if approved, it will be installed later this summer.
How large is the footprint for this? What did that end up being?
Sure. We have leases on 20,000 acres between McDonough and Warren counties. It stretches about 6 miles east to west and 10 miles north to south.
Is there a possibility of adding more turbines to this wind farm? Do you have space for that?
Yeah, we don't expect to expand this project at all. And there's limitations on the electric wires that we're connecting to. And so the 150-megawatt project that we have today is likely the largest that we'll see in the area.
This project was a long time in the making. The precedes Capital Power getting involved. Once you got rolling, it seems like things went pretty smoothly this past year.
Sure. So the project's been in development for 12 years, but we really brought it to fruition in the last 12 months. So once we found somebody to buy the power, once we purchased the turbines, once we broke ground last May, things have moved very quickly.
Matt Martin is project manager for the Cardinal Point Wind Farm. It has 46 turbines in McDonough County and 14 in Warren. The project won't just make power, it'll also generate an estimated $2 million in tax revenue in the first year. The West Prairie School District will be the biggest beneficiary. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.